here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Last Tuesday, the Campbell County School Board approved staff raises and retention bonuses for the 2022-23 school year. Raises will include a $500 addition to the district's base teacher salary, a 1.02% increase to non-teacher salaries, a comparable increase to positions that are not included in the previous categories, such as supervisors or licensed professionals. All staff in the capped-out categories will receive another one-time stipend of 2% that will be paid out within the school year, something that was introduced and included within the budget last year, and all staff would also increase a step on their normal salary scale for the added year of experience. There'll also be two $500 retention payments for school employees, exempting temporary, substitute, and student workers.
Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Although Gillette recorded the eighth wettest April this year, the fact remains that Campbell County is in a severe drought, with the possibility of the county's status actually advancing to extreme drought towards the end of the summer, when the National Weather Service says hotter temperatures are expected. Burlington Northern employees lined up on Saturday morning, hoping that some executives from the railroad who were traveling on the train would see them and their signs protesting a time-off policy recently enacted by the railroad. The change in policy, according to employees, will cause workers to believe they have to work when sick or when they need to be home with their families. The company argues the change was necessary to ensure crew availability. House District 3 Representative Eric Barlow has announced he's running for the Senate in District 23, which is currently represented by Jeff Wasserberger, who won't be running again this year. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.